Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
There's much to see and do outdoors this time of year. When winter's finally in the rearview mirror and spring has sprung, it's as if life comes gushing out from everywhere. This time of year is about as good as it gets when it comes to viewing nature. But it goes quickly, so be sure to make some time to enjoy it. Here are a few ideas on how to not miss out on this amazing spring show. Most everyone lives near a wildlife refuge in North Dakota. A fantastic way to enjoy nature is to visit a local refuge during spring. Many of them have auto tours upon which a person can view the wildlife from the comfort of their car, as well as perhaps take some short hikes. All the refuges have information available online to help you plan your trip. As for me, I'll be taking at least one trip down the auto tour on J. Clark Salyer National Wildlife Refuge. It's always time well spent. By the way, many of the refuges have blinds in which a person can watch the spring dancing of sharp-tailed grouse. Everyone should see that display at least once in their lifetime. Oftentimes, local media will run a story on the availability of the blinds, and of course, the refuge websites will likely have information on a blind if one is available. And of course, many of you could probably watch the show on a nearby pasture. Now is also a good time to take a walk through some local woods. The trees haven't fully leafed out yet, so the visibility is excellent. Plus, the warblers are or will be passing through soon. They pass through twice a year, of course, and add an interesting dimension to any woodland excursion. There are lots of other options as well, but when the sun goes down, please remember that the Lyrids meteor shower will run from April 16th to the 25th. The peak activity will come on the night of the 22nd and early morning hours of the 23rd, with perhaps 20 meteors per hour. The Lyrids are known to occasionally produce meteors with comparatively long-lasting trails. During the peak period, we'll have the first quarter moon that will set a little after midnight. So if the sky is clear, viewing could be quite good. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.